Chapter 2 Stinkhole.
I wanna go home!
Come on, Julius, drink up. It will give you strength, said his mom.
Julius sniffed the water, then scrunched up his face.
Ew!
If you don't drink up, you won't grow big and strong like your brother Brutus. You'll become a weakling, easy prey for any hyena or lion.
But it stinks, cried Julius. What with all those crocodiles and hippos doing their whatnot in it? I don't know how anyone can drink this stuff.
His face twisted into a grimace as he took another sniff.
Look at Brutus, she said. Do you see him being afraid?
Nothing about Brutus surprised Julius. That idiot would lick the drool from a hippo's mouth if he thought it would impress his friends.
I don't care, insisted Julius. I'm still not drinking it. You can keep your nasty water. I'm going home.
He turned on his hoofs and started heading back up the ridge.
You get back here, young zebra, or you will feel the sharp end of my hoof again!
Julius wasn't in the mood for another kick in the rear, so reluctantly, he turned back. As the rotten aroma of the lake wafted up his nostrils, Julius tried to imagine that he was standing at the foot of the most beautiful, crystal-clear pool, filled with the purest sparkling water that had trickled down from an ancient glacier high up in the mountains. He counted to three, then took a big gulp. It tasted revolting. No pretending was going to hide how gross that was.
There, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Piped up a little voice. Julius looked down to see a small, fat warthog with a toothy grin beaming up at him.
Don't worry,
continued the warthog.
You get used to it. I've been drinking this stuff for years.
Warthogs annoyed Julius. They always thought they were so smart. This was the last straw. Now he'd really had enough.
Mom! Can we go home now?
No, Julius, she said. We just got here. Stop being such a big baby.
Bah, thought Julius. I'm no baby. I'll show them. I'll trot back home on my own, and when they all finally show up, they'll realize I'm more than capable of looking after myself.
So, moving very slowly and quietly, Julius slipped away from the herd. He tiptoed up the hill, crouched behind a boulder, and surveyed the landscape, trying to figure out his next move.
Where are you off to, then?
Squeaked a familiar little voice.
You don't want to be off wandering on your own, you know.
Leave me alone!
Shouted Julius, waving the warthog away.
But there are all sorts of lunatics with big teeth prowling around out here. You should be careful, said the warthog.
Well, you'd better get back to your friends then, snapped Julius. We zebras are pretty capable of outrunning lions and such, thank you very much. But I'm not sure I like your chances.
Don't underestimate us warthogs,
the warthog said, wagging his hoof.
We're more than able to dodge the wild beasts of these plains. In fact, the average speed of an adult male warthog... Hello? Well, where'd you go?
Julius was heading back the way he'd come. Or so he thought. He wasn't exactly sure. He'd been distracted by some tasty shrubs when he should have been watching where he was going.
Anyway, it doesn't matter, he thought. I'm free! I can walk wherever I want now!
Woohoo! Hello, tree! Hello, rock! The world is my oyster!
Mr. Zebra, sir, I insist that you come back to the lake. It really is very dangerous out here,
said the little warthog, scampering after him. Julius spun around.
Go away! Why do you care about me? If you talk to my mom and my brother, you'll find out I'm not worth bothering with.
Julius! Julius!
But isn't that your mom calling you?
Who cares? I'm not listening.
Your mother does sound quite insistent,
said the warthog, who was really beginning to worry now. But Julius defiantly marched on. Then, out of the blue, a frantic family of gnus thundered past.